Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Friday, August 11th, 2017. President Trump stands behind his threats to North Korea and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the founders of the Poor Clares. A state of emergency has been declared in New Orleans, and California bakers refused to make a child a Trump birthday cake. President Donald Trump made an appearance yesterday with Vice President Mike Pence and was asked about his recent threats to North Korea regarding fire and fury. From the Associated Press.
And frankly, the people that were questioning that statement, was it too tough? Maybe it wasn't tough enough. They've been doing this to our country for a long time, for many years. And it's about time that somebody stuck up for the people of this country and for the people of other countries. So if anything, maybe that statement wasn't tough enough.
Today's quote of the day is from St. Clare of Assisi. They say that we are too poor. But can a heart which possesses the infinite God be truly called poor? Coming up after the break in the Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Clare of Assisi. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, when I was a kid, being called a bookworm was an insult of the highest order. Today, people want to be called bookworm to solve the world's political problems. At the Founders Trading Post, we have the books you need to help solve the world's problems and save your soul, too. From Humility of Heart to Patrick Henry, American Statesman, get started on your bookworm bona fides today by browsing to mikechurch.com/books. Most of our books are also signed by the authors. Shop like a Jeopardy champion today at mikechurch.com/books or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Chiara Offreduccio was born in 1194, the daughter of a wealthy farmer and a devout mother. The faith came easy to her, and she devoted herself to prayer. At 18, she heard St. Francis of Assisi preach, and she asked him to help her live according to the gospel. On Palm Sunday, 1212, she met Francis at the chapel of the Porciuncula, had her hair cut, and traded her ornate clothing for a simple robe and veil. Claire's father came to the Benedictine convent where she had been placed to force her to return home, but clinging to the altar, she declared she would never have any husband other than Jesus Christ. Eventually, Claire and her followers were known as the Poor Ladies of San Damiano. We now call them the Poor Clares. St. Clare, pray for us. The Associated Press reports that Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency in New Orleans yesterday. A week ago, flash flooding from excessive rains overwhelmed the city's pumping system and left neighborhoods flooded out. Local residents are still upset about how the city handled last week's flooding.
If we get a heavier than expected rainfall, time will be of the essence. And so we want to make sure that we can move as quickly as possible. Obviously, this is a serious situation, but it's not something to be panicked about.
The Daily Wire is reporting that a 9-year-old from California named Dylan Harbin has brought out the hypocrisy in local bakers. The boy asked for a Donald Trump cake for his birthday, but surprisingly, his mother could not find a baker willing to make his cake. Michael Farris from Alliance Defending Freedom, who has defended Christian bakers in their refusal to bake cakes for same-sex marriages, said in a blog post, "No one on the left is calling for legal action against the anti-Trump cake shops, and neither should anyone on the right. The fact is that these cake shops have freedom of speech. They have the right to decline to use their artistic talents to celebrate events or promote messages that violate their beliefs, even if it offends a nice little kid." In this Celestial Musings, I have another hero for you, but this hero and her family are in dire need of your prayers. Wood TV is reporting that Wyoming mother of five, Carrie DeKline, was diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer called glioblastoma multiforme in April. 2 weeks later, she learned she was pregnant with her sixth child. Two surgeries later, the tumor grew back again and she was offered a trial medication, but would have had to have terminated the pregnancy to participate in the trial. That was not an option to the DeKlines, and despite the progress of the cancer and the effects of a stroke, Carrie remains in a semi-conscious state in the hospital and will be kept alive for the next 8 weeks until the baby is 28 weeks gestation, old enough to have a good chance at survival. If you wish to follow her story, go to the Facebook group Cure for Carrie, and that's with the numeral 4, not the word 4. No matter what, please remember to pray for Carrie DeKline and her family. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.